Now the state will be working on another two-year budget cycle this year, and as always, funding for the University of Wisconsin system is one of the big-ticket items. Last year, interim UW system president Tommy Thompson proposed a budget with $96 million of additional money, a plan approved by the UW Regents. But Thompson said in a meeting on Monday that regardless of what the final result of the budget process is, it's probably not going to include tuition increases.
And I have been told in no uncertain terms by the leadership of the legislature that if I come in with a tuition increase, the budget is not going to go anywhere.
Last month, a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that state revenues going toward higher education in Wisconsin have dropped in recent years, ranking it below Midwestern neighbors. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He's been following this. Rich, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, as we mentioned, Tommy Thompson and the Regents had this initial budget proposal to throw at the state, including $96 million in additional funding. What has he said about the plans for that money?
Well, Tommy Thompson, as always, has big plans. He's part of what he'd like to do, I think probably the biggest portion of this additional $96 million in state funding that he and the rest of the system are seeking, which works out to 3.5% increase over the last budget. It would expand something that's been happening at UW-Madison statewide. And what Thompson's calling it is the Wisconsin Tuition Promise. So in essence, it would pay for 4 years worth of tuition and fees, like everything, for first-year students, freshmen, coming from households making $60,000 or less. It would also pay for 2 years worth of tuition and fees for transfer students coming from households making that same amount. And UW-Madison has been doing this under what's called the Buc-ee's Tuition Promise since 2018. And last year, they had their biggest group of students enroll in the program. It was 923. So that's part of it. Other things that Thompson wants to do with his budget request: expand online education and advance a loan forgiveness program for teachers, people going into teaching and school administration.
One other way for schools to get money, apart from asking the state for it, would be to increase tuition. But we've got this long-time tuition freeze in Wisconsin, and it doesn't look like that's going away. Talk about the politics of tuition, Rich.
Well, you heard that quote, and I was actually pretty surprised to hear Interim President Thompson be that blunt about it during the Wisconsin Policy Forum discussion. So the tuition freeze, the one that everyone kind of is most aware of, I think, is the freeze at four-year universities. And that started in 2013. So we're talking like 8 years of no increases in tuition. And for the two-year colleges, it's been longer, actually, something more like 12 years, I believe. And I could be actually on the conservative side. So the amount of tuition per student hasn't changed at all in that time. And during that same conversation, that webinar that Thompson mentioned the no-go on tuition increases, Chancellor Blank, UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank, mentioned that, you know, tuition has been frozen, but her costs are not. Costs for everything, including, you know, good services and also compensation has been going up. So she referred to it, I forget the exact term, but essentially a price control. And she said it's time to let that go. President Thompson basically said it wasn't even on the table. But I did remember him saying that he acknowledged, I guess, when he met with legislative leadership, which means Republicans, that he said, okay, if you're not going to give me tuition increases, you know, bonding needs to be on the table.
And yeah, let's talk about bonding. Apparently, I didn't know this. A lot of colleges around the country, public ones for that matter, can issue bonds to raise money. Wisconsin public school colleges, not so easy. What's the deal here?
Well, I'm still fuzzy on it as well, but from what I understand, the university can't take out any large loans, you know, bonds, or they can't borrow without approval from the state legislature. And recently, last summer, before President Thompson took over as head of the UW system, former UW system president Ray Cross sent a letter to Governor Evers and legislative leaders asking for a special session And one of the things that he wanted the legislature to do was to grant it bonding authority. And what they've said, administration officials have said, that essentially the $1 billion in bonding authority would help them take out, you know, loans for emergency costs to, you know, backfill some of the losses from COVID-19. Of course, the special session for the UW system didn't happen. And I'll really be interested to see whether or not the legislature okays this bonding authority for the UW system. It was a former state Senate leader, majority leader, Scott Fitzgerald, said that he would talk about it with his caucus members, but that there were prior concerns to financial handling by the UW system. So there's a trust issue there still.
Talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about the funding situation for the UW system as we go into a budget negotiation year at the state level. And Rich, the Wisconsin Policy Forum, you mentioned them earlier, they had a report on how state revenues going toward higher education stack up Wisconsin versus other states. What kind of things did they find?
Well, they found, it was a great report, really in depth. I mean, really in the weeds, as we say, you know, in the news side of things. But some of the takeaways that I thought most interesting was that, you know, between the year 2000 and 2019, state and local funding, that is tax revenues, going towards college students of all types, that's not just the UW system, but also technical colleges, dropped from more than $10,000 per student to just under $7,000 per student. And that is the 2019 level was nearly 17% below the national average. Between 2011 and 2019, state and local revenues dropped by the sixth highest rate in the Midwest. So there have been other reports, national reports, that have showed that among peer, you know, states within the Great Lakes region, for example, Wisconsin is last in terms of the state tax dollars going to university campuses.
And you mentioned, Rich, the impact of COVID-19. What has that looked like for the UW system in terms of revenue and I guess enrollment of students?
Well, the impacts have been significant, and I think that they're still tallying all of the impacts, because there's been not only a decrease in revenues from things like athletics, UW-Madison, that really was a big factor there. Chancellor Blank at UW-Madison has said that their impact is something more than $300 million, and that's, you know, over the past year up to today. And this is all still ballpark stuff, but the other thing that they had to do as a system was refund students in last spring who, you know, when the governor's safer at home order happened, students basically went home and colleges refunded them for unused residence, you know, dorm fees and dining fees. So that right away was like a $70 million hit to the UW system. There's also been, you know, two lapses ordered by Governor Tony Evers, a budget lapses, essentially cut your budget. And right at the tail end of the last UW system budget, they had to reduce, I think it was like more than $40 million. And that was really painful for them. So, and enrollment has been impacted. The UW system as a whole saw enrollment go down about 2%. But which was actually not as bad as system leaders expected based on some of the surveys that had been out there. But when you dig down into the numbers, it's not as rosy. So some of the four-year universities like UW-Platteville and UW-Stout saw enrollment drop by something like 5 or 6%. Some of the two-year branch campuses, Baraboo Sauk County, for example, and Richland, dropped by more than 30%. So it's been pretty bad. But there have been some universities like UW-Green Bay, Stevens Point, and Madison, and Parkside that saw enrollment go up a little bit. So it's really a mixed bag.
A lot of moving parts to watch for in a budget year. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He joined us for a look at the funding picture for the UW system.